Merci pour.
Thank you for giving me the floor. On the questions asked about education, particularly education targeting displaced persons, it's important to know that the government, via Fonarev, but also via its collective reparations fund, which is a fund made available for communities to repair the damage wrought by conflict, but also to try and make up delays in development gains in these communities, as well as a key tool that we have available to us. And via that tool, that fund, that collective reparations fund, has been able to, for example, rebuild 20 schools that had been previously destroyed. We were building a school in the Canarecha camp that was then destroyed by the M23 group when they took that camp. So our efforts in this instance were in vain. Our approach to education always mainstreams a gender dimension, just to reassure you that we do duly factor in all the specific needs of women and girls when it comes to education and other areas as well, to make sure that we meet their specific needs and to ensure that there is a genuine balance in all decisions that are taken and that all decisions are gender sensitive. The major problem that we have is the sheer number of displaced persons. There are over 6 million of them. We're getting towards 7 million of them, more than half of them women and children. So the mechanisms that we put in place for building new schools, new classrooms, for building interim facilities to allow access to education by displaced persons cannot keep up with demand. We are trying to build these new schools, classrooms, and interim facilities, but the sheer number of IDPs makes it difficult to build them at the rate at which they're needed. But we are doing our utmost to ensure that women and girls do have access to education.